Dear Lord, as we come together this evening to have fellowship together, sweet fellowship together, coming aside from the day's toils and worries, Lord, we're just coming together to fellowship around your word tonight. We thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful and loving God. And we just commit this time into your hands, Lord. Thank you so much for this meeting and this the way in which we can meet together in our own homes. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, I believe we've got some questions, which I believe Philip might have sent in.
We better ourselves.
Rise of the Ten Kingdoms in Daniel and Revelation is question one. Second one is about Russia, Turkey, and Iran. What about those? I think that's the two questions. Am I right, Philip?
Yes, sort of. Yeah. Yes. I mean, what I was asking was, will you, when the Antichrist rises, three kingdoms are pulled up. Will those three kingdoms be Russia, Iran and Turkey?
Oh, yes, that's right. Who are the three kingdoms fallen in the Antichrist?
Yeah.
Under the Antichrist. Well, okay. Well, we deal with those as well in question one. Okay. So can we turn to the book of Daniel, which is the obvious one to look at? Daniel chapter 7. Then we go to Revelation 13. First of all, Daniel chapter 7, if we may. If we find Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, let's read a few verses from verses 20 to 28. Let's look at those. Daniel chapter 7, verses 20 to 28. Just wait for Mary. Daniel chapter 7, Mary, verses 20 to 28. I'll just read them through if I may. About the ten horns that were on its head, and about the other horn, which came up before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than its fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and to devour the whole earth. Verse 24. Let's read on. Verse 24. The ten horns and ten kings who shall rise from the kingdom, another rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. Now, just read on again. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time, times and a half a time, which is 3.5 years. Now, what's all that mean? The ten horns. Well, we know, indeed, I tried to find this myself earlier today. There's a chart which illustrates how the whole nations of the earth are divided into 10 regions. And the word 10 horns really means 10 rulers over 10 regions. So that 10 kings are mentioned here. And these kings themselves will continue for quite a long time, as you can see. They will persecute believers in verse 25 for 3.5 years. And then in verse 26, which I didn't read, but I will now, the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion, the Antichrist kingdom and dominion, to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, which is Israel. His kingdom, that's Christ's kingdom, is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. That's in the millennium, of course. So what we've got here is those 10 horns, or 10 regions, 10 rulers of the 10 regions, are submitting their rulership up to the Antichrist when he comes on the scene. Now, these will continue right up through until the second coming of the Lord, whenever that is. 10 horns, 10 kings. Now, that's what we have here. Now, I won't go into Daniel chapter 9. One could do so, or Revelation 13. We go to Revelation 13, I think might be helpful. Let's go to Revelation 13. Can we do that? Revelation 13 is where the Antichrist comes on the scene. Chapter 13 of Revelation. And we can read there the first 8 verses. Let's do that. Verses 1 to 8, Revelation 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads, because he destroyed 3, and 10 horns, 10 rulers. And on his horns, 10 crowns, he was ruling them all, and on his heads a blasphemous name, Antichrist. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. I saw one of his heads, and they see he got his wounded there, and but he was healed. And the nations of the earth, verse 4, worshipped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast, who worshipped the devil, as it will come, worshipping the devil, and who gives authority to this beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like this beast who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things, verse 5, and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. That 42 months is the second half of the Great Tribulation, when it really turns nasty upon Israel. The first 3.5 years are 3.5 years of false peace, as we know. And he's given great power, of course. And he comes at war against Israel, verse 7. It was granted him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe, tongue, and nation. That's worldwide control of the Antichrist. And all who dwell on the earth, verse 8, will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life. Notice that, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So all that's very important. So here we have the situation here of 10 kings, 10 rulers who submit themselves to the Antichrist. And here we have that in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. The dragon, the Satan, gave authority to the beast. And the mention of the leopard, the bear, and the lion is, of course, going back to Daniel, the leopard meaning Greece and so on. But he has world power, this man. And if we go back to Daniel again, please. Go back to Daniel, please. And look in verse 24. Again, linking up, you see, Daniel and Revelation link up together. Verse 20 speaks about the 10 horns on his head. So he rules the 10 regions of the earth, Antichrist. I destroyed 3 of them. I have no idea, no idea who those 3 nations are. It doesn't tell us anywhere in Scripture, so we simply do not know. You can see the horn, eyes, mouth, spoke pompous words in verse 20, whose appearance is greater than his fellows. And notice here, of course, that the Lord comes, his second coming is in verse 21, watching and the same horn making war against the saints, preventing it until the Ancient of Days came, second coming of Christ. And he rules in the millennium, and Israel has the plan there. Again, verse 23, the fourth kingdom, that's a revived Roman Empire, who will have worldwide control. 10 horns, 10 kings who shall rise after this from this kingdom. Another shall rise after them, which shall be different from the first, shall subdue 3 kings. Again, speaking pompous words. Now, this, of course, is a work of the enemy. And this will continue right up to the time until Christ comes, whenever this final 7 year begins. We as a church will not be here, of course. And these 10 horns, and when you come, go back to Daniel 2. Would you please just for a moment, quickly back to Daniel 2. Now it says 10 horns, but when we come to Daniel 2, as Daniel explains the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar, and we find that this great image here, which you have, it explains what it is. Verse 31, this great image, you can see the description of him there. And this comes right through to the time when Daniel is told that this man, whoever he is, nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar here, of course, far greater than Nebuchadnezzar. And he has 10 toes. 10 toes. Look in verse 41. You saw the feet and the toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, partly of democracy and totalitarianism. And the toes of the feet, partly iron, verse 42. And in the days of these kings, verse 44, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom. So these exist right through to the second coming of Christ. And if you look in verse 45 of Daniel 2, inasmuch as you saw the stone was cut up out of the mountain, out of the kingdom, without hands, the broken pieces of the iron, the bronze, clay, silver, gold, great God has made known to the king what would come to pass. And of course, the stone is the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to smash all Gentile power in the last days, including the Antichrist, of course. And the 10 toes are 10 regions. Call it 10 nations, but it's 10 regions. That's what it is. And the little horn comes up to them. So these exist, the 10 regions of the earth, with 10 rulers, ruled by Antichrist above all them. And that will continue right up until the second coming of Christ. And he smashes as the stone, that's Christ. He smashes all, well, human empires. So that's important to realize that. When the beast is slain, it then terminates the times of the Gentiles. And Antichrist's rule over the revived Roman Empire and world domination, that will be all stripped of his power, and divine judgment actually comes. Now, while we're in Daniel, would you go to chapter 9 just for a moment? In Daniel chapter 9. And look at the very end. This is the 70th week of Daniel. And what happens if you look, well, we go from 24 to 27, but we'll go to 27, verse 27 of Daniel 9. Then he, that's the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many, that's Israel, for 1 week, a week of 7 years. We know that, 7 years. In the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. The temple will be rebuilt. But halfway through, 3.5 years, he stops the worship of the Jewish people in the temple, which will be rebuilt. He will bring an end to sacrifice and offering, verse 27. And on the wing of abomination shall be the one who makes desolate. A difficult section of Hebrew scripture to translate. It simply means wing of abomination is, well, Satan entering into the Antichrist and who speaks blasphemies against God and against Christ. And the one who makes desolate comes to his end. Verse 27 at the end, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate or the desolator. So that's the end of Antichrist, and Christ comes to set up his rule. So all these 10 kings and 10 kingdoms, where the earth and the nations are split up in their 10 parts, with each one a ruler under the Antichrist, they will be smashed by the coming stone, if you like. Just go back to chapter 2 again of Daniel, if you will. And you can see this if you go right down to verse 44. Daniel 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, as the Antichrist's kingdom will be. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces, consume all these kingdoms, coming of Christ, the stone, the king, and it shall stand forever. Insomuch as you saw the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, broken in pieces, and I've read all that before. So the Lord Jesus Christ will destroy all Gentile power under the Antichrist, yes, and the 10 regions of the earth will all be destroyed by the stone, Christ, when he comes again the second time. So the beast is also slain. He's killed. He's put into the lake of fire. We know that very well. So that's what's happening as far as the Lord Jesus Christ coming and the 10 kingdoms which arise as Daniel and Revelation linked together. And we read Daniel 7 and Revelation 13. But these 10 kingdoms does not include Russia or Turkey or Iran, because they are destroyed before in the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, when it comes. So those nations, Russia, Turkey, and Iran, will not be part of those 10 kingdoms at all. What happens to the areas, we can't say, we don't know. But we know that three of these kingdoms fell out of the 10. We don't know which ones they are, but it will not be in the Ezekiel 38-39 war. It will be during the time of the Great Tribulation, with the Antichrist ruling, of course. So Russia, Iran, and Turkey are already destroyed, Ezekiel 38 and 39. So the 10 kingdoms, the way the earth will be divided into 10 regions, will come, quoted Daniel in Revelation, and be 10 areas ruled by 10 rulers under the Antichrist when he comes to power. Daniel 7 and Revelation 13, 1-8, about the beast rising up. So, rise up of the 10 kingdoms, 10 rulers, 10 horns, 10 toes, all these are relevant, and they submit their rulership to the overruling ruling of the Antichrist himself with world power. I hope that answers that question that Richard put in. The other question which has come up is the three kingdoms fall. We got that during the Antichrist time. And we've got Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Now that's a destruction in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So can we go back? Anybody want to make any comments? Or add something? I've been rushing through, I agree. Do you want to add any comments or make any points that I've missed out? Have I made sense what I'm saying? Yes? All right? Okay. Well, let's go back to Ezekiel 38. Just before Daniel, go to Ezekiel. Daniel 38. Will be 39 as well, of course. These two chapters, I won't read them all, of course, but these relate to certain lands and certain peoples, names of countries. If you look at the beginning of 38, Ezekiel 38, and the Lord tells Ezekiel, verse 2, Ezekiel 38, verse 2, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog. Gog is a cruel ruler. The land of Magog, we find out from historians, is Russia. The prince of Rosh, Gog is a prince of Russia. Meshach, Moscow, Tubal, Tobolsk, Moscow, the Western capital, Tobolsk, the Eastern capital. Prophesy against him. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 3, behold, I am against you, O Gog, you wicked ruler, the prince of Russia, Meshach, Moscow, and Tubal. And he says, I'm going to put hooks in your jaws and drag you down. Well, they're coming down against Israel, linked with other nations, as we know. But it's very interesting that at the present time, and we know this historically, that Russia is attacking the Ukraine. And I think this is making God very angry. As a suggestion, we can't say for sure, but it may be making God very angry. He says, right, I'm now going to deal with you, Russia, and I'm going to have hooks in your jaws and drag you down for your destruction. We're living in a very interesting period of history. Now, I don't think we'll see the Ezekiel 38, 39 fulfilled, not in the history of the church, will not be here. But it may occur between the rapture and resurrection of the church and the beginning of the tribulation. We don't know how quickly after the rapture and resurrection of the true church that the tribulation, or great tribulation, begins. There may be a gap. We don't know. If there is a gap, then this would take place before the tribulation begins. There's no verification of that. It's just a thought. May or may not be true. We don't know. But the Lord says, I've got this against you. And he says, I'm going to take you down to verse 3 of chapter 38 of Ezekiel. I will turn you around. Now, I'm using the New King James Version, and that is the correct translation. I'm not going into the words. It's a slightly different Hebrew word, because it says, I will leave 1/6 of you in the authorized. Yeah? If you're reading it, you've got 1/6. That is the wrong translation. The word is, instead of shasha, the Hebrew word is shesh. I think I've got that, I'm going by memory here. And it means, I will turn you around. Not I will destroy 5/6, and leave 1/6 unharmed. Do you think God will leave 1/6 unharmed of his enemy? No, that doesn't make sense. I will turn you around. I'm going to put hooks in your jaws and drag you down. And you see the countries with Russia, verse 3, Persia, of course, is Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya. Interesting. That's not the Ethiopia we know in Africa. This is the one in more on the eastern side, you know, far from Saudi Arabia. And Gomer, verse 6, which is Germany, possibly Czechoslovakia, but Germany certainly. And House of Togarmah is Turkey. There have been many tablets written on stone in Turkey from ancient buildings with the word Togarmah on it. So Togarmah is Turkey, archaeologically speaking, historically speaking. So there you've got Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, verse 6 is Gomer, and Togarmah from the far north. Well, that's north of Israel, north of Jerusalem, of course, that's what they go by. And they're coming down. After many days, you will be visited. Verse 8, yeah, God is going to visit them with destruction. In the latter years, you will come against the land of those brought back from the salt. That, of course, is Israel itself, isn't it? They come like a cloud into the land of Israel. And you'll find in verse 10, interesting verse 10 of chapter 38 of Ezekiel. On that day when all those plans are taking place, it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, you will make an evil plan. So they want to come down to Israel to get a spoil. Well, what's the spoil? The spoil is probably oil and gas owned by Israel under the Mediterranean Sea. Seems that maybe Russia is getting short of oil and gas. Maybe, just a thought. So they're coming down, verse 12, to take plunder and take booty. That's what they're going to. And the waste places are again inhabited. Israel is inhabited, of course. and they're coming down to attack. And the Lord says to Ezekiel, verse 14, thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, you will you not know. Well, there's a time coming when Israel may well be safe, but not yet, of course. You will come from your place, verse 15, out of the far north. Well, that's far north of Jerusalem. That means, so these nations far north, Russia is far north. If you look on a map, Moscow, Russia, is almost due 90 degrees from Jerusalem. You can check it out on a map. And they will come down, verse 16, come against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I'll bring you against my land. The latter days is days which, from now on, we're in the latter days, have been for a long time anyway. And he said, I'll bring you against my land, verse 16 of Ezekiel 38, so the nations may know me when I'm hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes. When I destroy you, Gog, Russia, cruel leader, whoever he is. And I've spoken about you before. I prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you against them at the end of verse 17. So that's the situation there, that Russia will eventually come down and attack. So God is going to destroy Russia, Turkey, and Iran when they attack Israel. So they will not be in those 10 kingdoms which arise as we have in the book of Revelation. Whoever those three kingdoms that fall, well, I know it's interesting to think of the Russia and Turkey and Iran, but they will fall. This is before the tribulation, really. But those three kingdoms, whoever they are, three lands, three rulers, will fall during the tribulation time when they're under the Antichrist. So that's just separation there. The three kingdoms, whoever they are, will be destroyed in the time of the Great Tribulation by the Antichrist when he comes into power. This is not Russia, Turkey, and Iran. They'll be destroyed beforehand. Ezekiel 38, 39 will come almost certainly before the tribulation begins. I suppose it could be at the beginning of the tribulation, but it's unlikely. So I hope that perhaps answers any questions that come up here. The rise of the 10 kingdoms, we don't know which ones will be destroyed. Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be destroyed before the tribulation begins, so it appears. Whoever these three kingdoms are, three kings, three rulers, three nations, were destroyed by the Antichrist power, we don't know. So we can't surmise it, can't imagine it, but they will fall, as it says. So Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be destroyed before that time comes. So I don't know whether that makes things clear or not clear. Any questions or anything you want to make comments on, or something I've forgotten to mention?
Just to ask, Don, am I right in saying then that the 10 kingdoms won't come into existence until after Russia, Iran, and Turkey are destroyed?
Just a moment. I'm just trying to account for some things at the moment. Just a minute.
Can you hear me?
No, sorry, Philip. Would you mind saying that again? I can't hear your voice very well.
Am I right in saying that the 10 kingdoms will come into existence after Russia, Turkey, and Iran are destroyed?
Yes, it does seem that way, yes. Yeah. But whoever the 10 regions of the earth. I tried to find have a diagram of that already, but I couldn't find it today.
So we won't see
10 regions and they're divided up.
So we won't see that.
Hello?
The church won't see these 10 kingdoms.
Pardon?
The church won't see.
No, we'll not be here. All this happens after the church is taken home.
Right.
Yeah. We'll not see any aspect of these wars of Ezekiel 38, 39. I don't think so. It may happen between the rapture and resurrection of the church, and the beginning of these times of the Great Tribulation. It might happen before. This destruction of these nations could happen at the beginning of the tribulation, but it seems it was a gap. Maybe. Can't prove it. We don't know. The Bible doesn't say. A gap between the rapture and the resurrection of the church and the beginning of the tribulation period. And maybe in that gap, if there is one, that God deals with these nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39. If that makes sense. As far as we know, we can't prove that, because there's no reference in Scripture. But they've got to be destroyed first, whenever that will be. I think that perhaps maybe answers the question, Sarah. I think.
Don, our computer just froze. So I didn't hear what you said. Our computer froze temporarily, but we're back now. But I was going to ask, if someone hasn't already asked, did you say you've got a list of the 10 region, the world, final world regions?
I've tried to find that today. I've looked in many places and I couldn't find it, but I will continue to look. If I can find it, I can show it to you.
Lovely.
There is a map. I think it came way back in 1963 by the Treaty of Rome.
Okay, yeah.
They wanted to divide all the nations of the earth into 10 regions, yes. And then eventually there's a ruler appointed for every region.
Brilliant.
For example, I think America and Canada is one region, Australia and New Zealand another region. We're going to be part of Europe. So I'll try and find, I mean, look for it most, quite a long time today to see if I could see it. Oh. I couldn't find it anywhere. I know, okay. I've got it.
We'll see if we can find it as well. If it might be on the internet somewhere.
You might have a copy of it, perhaps.
If we find it, we'll let you know.
I think you have. Yes, that's interesting.
Yes, we'll find
it. I know I've got one somewhere, but I can't find it.
Okay.
Yeah, please, next time, perhaps you should put it up to the screen.
We'll have a look for it.
Yes. Thank you. Lovely. Okay.
Thank you.
You want to make any points? Add your own contribution? Do you think that's complete? I hope it is.
Very clear. Very exciting, though, isn't it? The days in which we're living.
So,
and what's interesting, of course, is going to be a revived Roman Empire. We know that. That'll be Europe. But it will eventually, under Antichrist, extend beyond Europe to world control. We know that as well. When you think about it, this can't be the old Roman Empire. Or perhaps maybe even revive Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire had one Caesar, only one, and then another one succeeded him. But here you've got 10 regions or 10 kings. So this is more than a revive Roman Empire. This is a world control. So that little horn, by the way, little horn means a strong ruler with the great strength. And he arises, and eventually three areas or three nations will rebel against the Antichrist, and he will destroy them. We don't know who they are. Bible doesn't say. But at the second coming of the Lord, these 10 toes of 10 regions are destroyed by the coming of the stone, the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said. And when the Antichrist is slain and put in the lake of fire, which he will be, and the false prophet, that ends the times of Gentile power. Gentile power ends with the Antichrist and the false prophet put into the lake of fire. Then Christ sets up his millennial reign. That will be his second coming, of course. And that will be his final fifth kingdom. There have been four particular world empires, and there have been many others, but four particular world empires that had dealings with Israel, and that's important. You had Egypt for one of them. Then you had Assyria. And then you had Babylon and the Antichrist as well. So four areas of power which influenced Israel, we know that. But the fifth kingdom is, of course, Christ's final millennial kingdom, which comes. We are not the fifth kingdom. We're a separate body, separated unto the Lord as a bride as a building and a body, separate. We're not part of that. We'll come back with him when he rules in his millennial kingdom. Oh, yes, we will. But we are not the fifth kingdom itself. We come back when Christ rules, as his is the fifth kingdom. Hope that perhaps makes a bit of sense as well.
But,
when we looked at Revelation 13, when the beast comes from the sea, we've got the beast from the land as a false prophet in Revelation 13, first 10 verses. The beast from the sea, and the sea there in the Bible, the sea in its roughness represents turbulent Gentile nations who have always had war with each other. The sea represents Gentile nations in Scripture, apparently. And he is the beast from the sea. He is the beast out of probably the Roman Empire revived. So almost certainly he's a Gentile. But the idea of the word prince comes in Daniel chapter 9. There's the Messiah, the prince, and then there's another prince as well in Daniel 9. Well, the beast from the sea, therefore, is the political Antichrist. The false prophet could almost certainly be a Jew, because he'll persuade Israel to let the Antichrist sit in the temple and demand worship. Only a Jew could do that. That's just a thought, anyway. So you've got the kings. Those are end-time rulers under the Antichrist. You've got the ten crowns, which, of course, will be is a symbol of government power by a ruler. And the heads are all these different nations confederated under Antichrist. Amen.
Yeah, Don, I've got the list of the 10 divisions in the world empire. I've got it here.
Oh, you got them there?
Yeah, written in the back of one of Sharon's Bibles.
Oh, that's right. Have you got the chart itself?
No, not. I can't find. I thought I had it, but I can't find it.
I have it somewhere, and I can't find my chart. Would you like to read them out, Amen? That's
good. Yeah, sure. One is America, Canada, and Mexico.
Oh, yes.
Two is South America. Three is Australia and New Zealand.
Yes.
Four is Western Europe.
Yes.
Five is Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Six, Japan.
Yes.
Seven, South Asia.
Yes.
Eight, Central Asia. Nine, North Africa and the Middle East.
Yes.
And 10, the remainder of Africa.